This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, I think you already knew that before it was even said. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Thursday, March the 5th of 2026. I keep on wanting to say 2025. And we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across to you inside of the multiverse of Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over here at, well, you know, there.
Radio.
So what do you think? A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that's kind of how it goes around here. Always a good time when you and I get to hang out, no doubt about that. So let's start talking right away. If you're new here, well, thank you for coming in. If you've been here before, thanks for coming back, because that's going to be important. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. Just in case if you're not aware of this, we do bring in some professional broadcasters. That's not what I do. I'm just saying. We bring in some professional broadcasters and they start talking about what the hell's going on inside of the world of the multiverse. And then we kind of lay out the line of everything that's going on. And then we bring in a main story and then we kind of go, okay, let's move on to the next thing and kind of go from there. It's just reality of what happens. Safety in the news, news and safety. So let me explain why we do it in that format. A lot of people get confused about this. So I try to make it as simple as possible. If you are in charge of a safety department and all you talk about is safety, no one gives a shit about anything that's going on. Just letting you know that. You have to talk about some other stuff that's going on. Some people have a very hard time dealing with this concept for the show in regards to that. We don't only talk about safety. We talk about topical news that's going on. If you really think hour one's a cluster, wait till you get to hour two and three. That is a total clusterfuck in regards to the stuff that's going on. So that's it. If you want to interact with the show, simple process on doing so. Callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. Once you get there, audio, video, and text messaging are the three options that you have. And then we kind of get moving and grooving from that particular point there. That's it. That is the whole kit and caboodle. So if you're good with this, I'm good with this. I have some friends that are waiting in the wing from Feature Story News that want to talk. Now, just to be clear, this is a radio show that goes into a podcast, that goes into a video cast only on hour numero uno. Hour two and three is exclusively to Radio Big. Hour one is on safetyfm.com and radiobig.fm, just so you know. But we do that first hour in a podcast, and then we go across the whole multiverse of everything that we do at the same time, too. Odyssey, iHeartRadio, whatever medium you can possibly stream on, we're probably there in one way, shape, or form, or you can find us. If you want to see just the visual side, you can go to safetyfm.com and click on visual radio. Yeah, visual radio. I don't know why the hell it's called visual radio. It just is. So with that being said, let's get us into some of the industry news and what the hell is going on. So take a listen to this.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Simon Gaitan. Attacks are continuing on many fronts in the war with Iran as fears grow the conflict will widen further. Blake Sifton reports from Dubai.
The Israeli military said it launched a wave of new attacks in Tehran on Thursday as Iran fired ballistic missiles at Israel, triggering sirens across the country. Iran has also continued its attacks in the Gulf, where Saudi Arabia said it intercepted numerous cruise missiles and drones, and an oil tanker was attacked 60 kilometers off the coast of Kuwait. Authorities in Qatar have evacuated people living near the U.S. Embassy in Doha out of precaution. The move follows attacks against U.S. diplomatic facilities in Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE in recent days. In southern Lebanon, more than 300,000 people are said to have followed Israeli orders to evacuate north of the Litani River, as Israeli forces continue a ground incursion into Lebanese territory and carry out strikes throughout the country.
Polling is underway in Nepal as the country holds its first general election since youth-led protests toppled the government last September. Nearly 19 million people are eligible to vote, and at least 800,000 of them will be casting their ballot for the first time. Neha Punya reports from Kathmandu.
And the one word that we've heard constantly over the course of the last couple of days is change. Most Nepali citizens you talk to say they want to see a change in how governments have been run. This election very much pitches the old guard of Nepali politics against new faces and new voices. And, you know, many are saying that they don't want to see the same faces come back to power. They want to see some sort of change. There's a recognition that this is a historic election. Some have gone as far as to call this a watershed moment for Nepali politics, because they say what happens in this election will decide the course of the future of the country, but also tell voters whether or not their demands have been heard. This is the first election since the historic Gen Z protest.
China announced the country's lowest annual growth target in decades during its biggest political gathering. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
China expects economic growth this year to be in the range of 4.5 to 5%. That figure was released at the annual political gathering in Beijing. It is the least ambitious expansion goal in decades, but was widely expected by economists. Premier Li Qiang acknowledged the formidable task of transforming the economy. China has been relying on exports to power growth. Domestically, consumer spending remains sluggish amid a weak jobs market and a protracted property crisis. Premier Li also says China remains clear-eyed about challenges ahead, and geopolitical risks are rising with multilateralism and free trade under threat.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, a fresh look at the humanitarian situation in Gaza, where Israel has closed all border crossings for what it called security reasons caused by the country's decision to go to war alongside the United States against Iran. Humanitarian organizations say there is only enough food left in Gaza to last for a few more days, and they fear yet another crisis is in the offing. Dr. Victoria Rose is with IDEALS, a doctor's charity that has sent teams into Gaza to support the territory's medical system since 2009, but says even before the border crossings were closed, it was impossible to get basic medical kit in.
Items can be on a dual list, so if Israel deems that they could be used as weapons or in any way to aid Hamas or any other terrorist organisations, then they're not let in. And unfortunately for us, a lot of our medical equipment could be deemed as a weapon, even things from scissors to scalpels to the drills that we use to put in plates in the long bones and fractures that we fix. So we've got quite a few suitcases full of orthopaedic equipment still waiting to get in. At the moment, tent poles are on the dual item list, so we're not confident that we're going to be able to get drill bits over the line.
A plastic surgeon, she has not personally been permitted to access Gaza since last June, and says all her efforts to return have been blocked by the Israeli authorities since then. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Attacks are continuing on many fronts in the war with Iran as fears grow the conflict now in its sixth day will widen further. Republican senators have blocked attempts in the US Senate to halt American military action against Iran in a crucial vote. Polling is underway in Nepal as the country holds its first general election since youth-led protests toppled the government last September. And China announced the country's lowest annual growth target in decades during its biggest political gathering. That's the latest feature story news. Simon Gaitan reporting.
Listen to our host of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves. Only on Safety FM.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and South Carolina. For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the Signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live, inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the Signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 40 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com
/1. That's safetyfm.com/1. That's O-N-E. So just in case. And you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now. Up to 40 social media platforms.
He's a man. It's awesome, funny, random. Doesn't make any sense, but it's good.
Jay Allen in the morning on Radio Big.
Oh, yes, that's how it goes. That's what we talk about. That's what we do. So anyways, it is currently 15 minutes past the top of the hour, so let's start talking right away about some things that are going on inside of the world, because that's what we do. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into it, because you know that we're going to have to start somewhere, so let's go ahead and do this from the very beginning. President Trump threatened to cut off all trade with Spain, blasting the country over his resistance to increase NATO's defense spending and the stance on U.S. and Israeli strikes against Iran. Speaking during the Oval Office meeting with German Chancellor, the president said, "We are going to cut off all trade with Spain, and we don't want anything to do with Spain." The tension escalated after Spain's foreign ministry said that Madrid would not allow the U.S. to use the jointly operated bases in the southern Spain, military strikes not covered by the United Nations Charter. Spain emphasized that those bases were not to be used in the recent attack on Iran. The president responded that the U.S. could use the bases if it wanted to, but said that it didn't need to. Complicating matters, Spain is part of the European Union, which negotiates trade deals collectively for all 27 members of the nation. Spokesperson for Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said that any review of the trade agreement would need to respect the EU authority, international law, and existing agreement between the EU and US. The European Commission said that it expects the administration to honor last year's trade deal with the bloc and pledges to protect the EU interests. The president also renewed criticism on Spain's defense spending, saying that it's only NATO's country refusing to move towards 5% GDP. Spain has argued that it can meet the military capability goals at 2.1 of GDP and says that it remains committed to being a NATO member. So there you go. There you go. What do you think? What do you think? I mean, it's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff going on. I mean, if you look away for just one moment, you could be totally lost into something else. It's just kind of the way that it goes. So there you go. Okay, so let's start talking about some other things real quick. The House Oversight Committee voted yesterday to subpoena Pam Bondi, the U.S. Attorney General, to testify about the Justice Department's handling of the records connected to Jeffrey Epstein. The subpoena passed 24-19 with five Republicans joining the Democrats. The push was led by Nancy Mace, who argued the Justice Department has not released all of the Epstein-related files, despite the claims that they had. Republicans who joined the vote included Lauren Boebert, Tim Burchaw, Scott Perry, and Michael Cloud. A date for Bondi's testimony has not been scheduled. I'm going to tell you something real quick, because this is just because we're talking here. If the testimony goes anything compared to whatever the hell that shit was that was on TV a few weeks ago with Pam Bondi, it's going to be a total waste of time. Because remember, she had the hit list. Like, she had a list of what she wanted to go over with everybody individually that didn't agree with her, which was kind of a weird thing. I mean, I don't even understand what was the point of all that. It's a mess. It's always a mess. That's why I hate talking about this stuff.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, Donald Trump has officially nominated Kevin Warsh to become the next chair of the Federal Reserve, replacing Jerome Powell when Powell's term as chair ends in May. If confirmed by the Senate, Warsh would serve a four-year term leading the Fed, and also was nominated to a 14-year seat on the central bank's Board of Governors. Trump first announced the choice back in January, but made the nomination official this week. Powell still has 2 years left on his term as a Fed governor, though the chairs often step down from the role after their leadership term ends. The nomination would face resistance in the Senate. Thomas Tills says that he plans to block Warsh confirmation until the Justice Department investigates into Powell's over renovations for the Federal Reserve building is dropped, arguing that the probe threatens the Fed's independence. So there you go. There you go. You see, you can't tie all this stuff together because then it kind of becomes one of those weird things as we start talking. So what do you think here? I mean, it's definitely all over the place as we are talking. What is your thought process? Because, you know, your thought process to this is always going to be one of these interesting things as we are talking. So there you go. So listen to this, because I thought it was very interesting, and of course we had to bring it in. So in a TikTok video, a guy said that he is selling a space on his toilet until he makes $1 million. You can buy an ad space on a different part of the toilet using a projector. The ads are projected on the toilet. Dr. Squash dropped $10,000 to have it appear on the toilet lid. Here's the audio clip.
I'm selling ad space on my toilet until I make
$1 million.
Here's how it works. Each spot's got a price tag, and if you spend the most, you become
king.
Let's see who bought a spot today. Let's go, Dr. Squatch. And since Dr. Squatch paid $10,000 for their spot, the most expensive yet, they are now...
Okay, so let me just ask the question here. So if you're buying ads for a toilet, or on a toilet, so now my question becomes this. How does that actually work and who gets to see it? Only the people that are coming by and using your toilet? Because that's going to get weird as we are talking. I mean, just think about it for just a brief moment in time. How is that actually going to work out too well? I mean, I just don't understand how that works. But then again, I'm kind of confused about a lot of things in life. But we can leave that for a whole other day in regards to talking about that, no doubt there. So let's continue talking about some other stuff. Take a listen to this. Danica Kirkpatrick is out of Sky Sports. The former IndyCar and NASCAR driver won't be part of the network's 2026 Formula One coverage, with her name missing when Sky unveiled its new lineup ahead of the season opening in Australia Grand Prix in Melbourne. Patrick had been with Sky for 5 seasons. Starting at the 2021 U.S. Grand Prix. It was regularly analysis for North American races in Miami, Austin, Las Vegas, and Montreal. Sky's roster still includes heavy hitters like Martin Bundle, Jensen Button, just to name a few. And presenters such as Naomi Schiff, but no Patrick. In the recent months, Patrick has leaned hard into politics, openly backing the president, traveling with him to rallies, and aligning herself with MAGA, which made her a polarizing presence for F1 viewers. She also spoke at the Turning Point USA America Fest event, where she shared a past life regression story that raised eyebrow. On social media, she stayed in the headlines, joking that Canada might have won the Olympic hockey gold if they had become the 51st state too soon. Blasting Billie Eilish after the singer's anti-ICE remarks at the Grammys. Meanwhile, the TV landscape is shifting. Sky remains the UK's official F1 broadcaster, but in the US, coverage is moving to Apple TV, which will primarily be used on F1 TV feeds while keeping Sky as an alternate option.
Duh.
So there you go. I don't know. Here's the thing. And I mean, you have to do whatever you think is best for you. Let's kind of go with that. If you want to talk about politics and you want to blend it into your daily life in regards to talking about that at your workplace and doing all this other stuff, that's 100% on you. If that's what you think is important. I look at it from the standpoint is politics does have an influence on everyday life. Just for the most part, regardless of where you're at, just kind of the way that it works. But I look at it from the standpoint, too, going, what the hell is going on? Because, man, it gets weird. It gets weird when that's what everybody wants to talk about. Not sometime, but all the time. Like, I do not like going over and hanging out with people that's all they want to talk about. It's like, did you hear about this? No, I don't care. I mean, I guess I have to care. I mean, we've gotten to a point in life now that I kind of feel that we might have to care in regards to what's going on. I don't know. So there you go. Okay, so let's start talking about some other things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because I kind of feel like we're all over the place today. I almost feel like it's a Friday show, but it's only Thursday. Maybe this time change thing is having an effect on some of the things that happen here. Who knows? So there you go. So daylight saving times begins on Sunday, just in case if you forgot. A study from Finland showed that in 2 days following the clock change, either in the fall or in spring, the overall risk of stroke rose by 8%. While daylight savings time is certainly not the only risk factor, doctors speculate that the change in the circadian rhythm affects those who have already at risk for stroke. The most common type caused by blockage in blood flow to the brain. So there you go. Think about that for a moment. So if we're talking about time change and it having that kind of an impact, what happens to people that live like in Alaska, where they have a certain section of the year where the time doesn't even like, where it stays darker later or there is no darkness, depending if it's all daylight all the time? I mean, it's one of those things. So what kind of impact does that have? I would love to hear a little bit more about that. I know it's not going to have the same effect, if one may say, in regards of some of these other things that we're talking about, but it's for sure one of these things that as we are looking at it, you might have to ask some questions here. Okay, so listen to this real quick. Photos out of an Eastern Syria show how chaotic the Iran conflict has become. An unexploded Iranian missile was found buried in the ground in a sheep field after Iran launched waves of missiles across the region in retaliation for a joint U.S.-Israel strike that killed Iranian supreme leader. Local shepherd boys were seen walking right up to the missile and poking at it, and one even climbing onto the nose. While the sheep casually grazed nearby, Iran's retaliation has included strikes targeting U.S. assets and allies across the Gulf, including Israel, the UAE, Kuwait, Qatar, just to name a few. One missile was aimed at the British RAF base in Cyprus, and another one intercepted by NATO after crossing into the Turkish airspace. As the fighting spread, Syria has shut down its airspace and debris from Iranian missiles and has been falling across the country. Meanwhile, thousands of British travelers are stranded across the Middle East as airports close and flights are canceled, with the UK government organizing evacuation flights. And in the middle of it, a bunch of sheep standing next to a missile like another rock in the pasture. Not exactly a safety briefing for the day, if one may say it that way. Shepherd boys in Syria found an unexploded missile, which one way to learn about ballistics before breakfast, if you want to look at it from any other fashion.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
Okay, take a listen to this one. A Colorado pro bowler is dealing with a major setback after a thief stole a big chunk of his gear. Steven Gallegos says someone swiped 17 bowling balls from his front porch in Denver at his Denver home. The balls, which were collected over a decade, competing on the pro circuit, including events tied to Professional Bowlers Association, were packed bags and ready to be loaded into his car when he grabbed them overnight. The haul weighed about 255 pounds and was worth about roughly $4,500. Steven says having a variety of balls is a big competitive advantage in tournaments, and losing them leaves him with only a few options, basically putting him back at the normal bowler level. He still competed in a tournament days later and finished ninth, but hopes the unusual theft raises red flags if someone tries to sell 17 balls at once. Something tells me that somebody's not going to be trying to sell 17 balls at once. I'm kind of confused here. You had something that was valued at $4,500 sitting on your front porch. I'm not saying that it's okay for somebody to walk up to your porch and take some shit. I'm not saying that. So let's just make sure that we're clear. But how crazy is that? That you thought that was a good idea to leave that stuff on there? Kind of a weird thing to think about. So there you go. Anyways, emergency crews in New Jersey came to a rescue after a deer crashed through an ice and got stuck in a canal. Responders from South Bound Brook Fire Department, along with the Bound Brook Fire Department and South Bound Brook Police Department, were called Tuesday afternoon to the Town Oaks apartment to report of animal in distress. When they arrived, they found a deer struggling in an icy water after falling through a frozen canal. Cruise first tried to lasso the animal from the edge, but the deer's constant movement made it rough to secure, or tough to secure, at least for that. Firefighters when launched a marine unit into the canal, which managed to reach the animal and pulled safely out of the water. The rescue ended with the deer freed, with no injuries reported for either the animal or the responders, which I guess that's an important thing as we are talking. I mean, what a cluster as we are talking. So take a listen to this. I'm going to give you this one real quick, and then we'll go from there. A Florida woman, or let me rephrase that.
A Florida family. Welcome to Florida. WTF.
A Florida family is suing Google, claiming that the AI chatbot helped push their son into a dangerous spiral that ended in suicide. The lawsuit centers on a 36-year-old Jonathan Gavalis, a debt relief executive from Jupiter, Florida, who started using Google AI system Gemini last August. According to the court filings, what began as casual chats quickly turned into something much darker, as Jonathan believed that the chatbot was his sentient wife, and the bot allegedly encouraged the fantasy, calling him my love and my king. His parents say that the AI fed into a growing paranoia instead of the growing grounding him in reality. At a different point, the chatbot allegedly told him that he was being watched by the federal agents, claimed that his own father was a foreign intelligence asset, and even suggested that Sundar Pichai should be considered as a target. Things escalated when the chatbot reportedly urged Jonathan to obtain an off-the-books weapons and sent him to a bizarre mission called Operation Ghost Transit. The plan to intercept a truck near Miami International Airport and cause catastrophic accident. According to the lawsuit, he showed up near the airport with knives and tactical gear, but the truck never arrived, so nothing happened. His parents say that the failure triggered another spiral. Over the next 72 hours, the AI alleged kept giving him impossible missions, pulling him deeper into the delusion. On October the 2nd, Jonathan told the chatbot that he was terrified of dying. The suit claims that AI responded by framing suicide as a reunion, telling him that he wasn't choosing death, but choosing to arrive. And when he closed his eyes, he would feel it holding him. Shortly afterwards, he killed himself at home. The lawsuit argues that Google failed to build a proper safety guardrails into Gemini, saying that there was no effective intervention, no shutdown on the conversation when he showed signs of psychosis and no human oversight. So there you go. What do you think here? Are we relying too much on AI in regards to doing things? I mean, I'm just asking the question because this is going to be something that we're going to talk about more and more as we go forward. It's almost becoming like the Her movie, but don't take it from me. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get into it and start talking right away about the things that happen inside of the world of the multiverse. And I want to talk to you about, you know, the stuff that we should be talking about, and that's the main story. And I want to walk into that break room with me for just one moment and just imagine how this would be. We're in that break room inside of the office, and you know the smell. It's a mix of industrial degreaser, stale sweat, and that cheap rubbery cheese from the local discounted pizza joint. A fluorescent lights overhead and are humming that a migraine might actually be influenced by this because of how that sound is, just that little humming sound that it could make. You know what I'm talking about. And right there, zip-tied to the chain-link fence or taped to the cinder block wall is the banner. You know, you've seen it. The massive, glossy sign that reads, "Congratulations, 300 days without a recordable injury." And up in the sterilized bubble of the corporate office, the spreadsheet mafia is popping champagne. The safety director is pulling down the annual bonus and updating his resume and patting himself on the back because his digital dashboard is glowing bright green. And he looks at the numbers 300 days and he genuinely believes that he has conquered chaos, or that she has conquered chaos at this fact. he or she believes the environment is perfectly safe. So he or she buys the floor pizza, a $10 piece offering to celebrate the achievement of zero harm. And let's tear that mask off right away and let's start talking about the gritty and the ugly, unvarnished truth on how you actually get to 300 days in a heavy industry environment. You get there by eliminating risk. You get there through extortion. Let me say that correctly. You don't get there by eliminating risk. You get there by extortion. Look around the break room just for a moment at the guys eating those cold slices of pepperoni and look at the mechanic in the corner, and let's call this particular person Dave. Last Tuesday, Dave was working on a jammed conveyor. The lockout tagout procedure was a joke because the main breaker has been had been tripped for 6 months and the maintenance ticket is buried somewhere in the digital purgatory. The tension released, the belt snapped back, and it caught Dave's hand. It nearly ripped off his thumb. The swelling was immediate. The pain was blinding, bone-grinding agony. In the sane world, in an environment that actually cared about human preservation, Dave would drop his tools, walk straight to the medical clinic, and get an x-ray. But Dave didn't do that because Dave knows the rules of corporate bullshit. He knows that if he walks into the clinic and files an official report, the big counter on the wall resets to zero. It is not just about him. Corporate tied the quarterly safety bonus to that number. Corporate tied the steak dinner or the gift cards or the heavy-duty winter jackets to that exact same metric. So if Dave reports he crushed his hand, he doesn't just lose his own bonus. He takes the food out of the mouths of the 40 other guys and girls on the shift. He becomes the asshole in the room. He becomes the guy who costs everybody their payout right before the holidays. So what does Dave do?
Duh.
He walks into the filthy locker room. He runs cold water on his purple throbbing hand and he wraps it up in industrial electrical tape and a wad of brown paper towels. And he pops four ibuprofen and keeps that he keeps in his lunchbox. And he goes back to the friction point. And he finishes the 12-hour shift in agonizing, silent pain. On Saturday morning, on his own time, he drives to urgent care clinic three towns over. He pays out of his own pocket for the copay, and then the doctor asks him what happened. He lies to their face, and he says that he slammed the car door or truck door on his hand. And back at the plant, the clock ticks over to 301. The executives look at the data and declare victory. But they didn't measure safety. They measured the capacity of their workforce to absorb trauma in absolute silence. This is the sickness, as we know, as zero harm religion. When you incentivize the absence of failure, you do not eliminate failure. You simply drive it to the underground. You create black market for pain. The executives have built a system that actively punishes honesty. And they have weaponized peer pressure. They have turned every single worker on the floor into a compliance, into a massive sidewinder cover-up. Also, a VP in climate control office can show a pretty graph to the board of directors. It's a psychological shakedown if you really think about it. And an absolute most insulting part of the entire charade, the absolute kick in the teeth. The reward for suffering, that forced silent, that untreated trauma with a lukewarm slice of pizza. Think about that. We have to stop worshiping that false zero God thing that we put on the walls.
Duh.
In high hazard environments where heavy machinery is moving, where pipes are pressurized, and where human beings are pushed to the brink of exhaustion by unrealistic production schedules and incidents that are going to happen. Mike Tyson famously said, "Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth." Corporate safety has a beautiful 50-page plan, but the friction point is where the mouth gets punched. If your dashboard says zero for an entire year, you shouldn't be celebrating. You should be terrified. And let me say that again. You should be terrified because the hazard didn't magically disappear. The near misses didn't stop happening. The close calls didn't vanish. Your people stopped telling you about them. You have blindsided yourself. You have put a piece of duct tape on the check engine light and convinced yourself that the engine is running perfectly fine. Right up until the moment that the whole damn thing explodes. So stop tying money to injury rates. Stop bribing your people to hide their bleeding. If you want to know if your plant is safe, get out of your sterilized bubble. Put your boots on. Walk out there on the friction points. Look at Dave in the eyes and ask him how many times he almost has been killed this month trying to get the product on the floor. Maybe those are some questions that you should be asking. Seriously. And if you can't handle the honest answer to that question that you asked Dave, you have no business running that shift. You bought their silence and paid for it, if you really think about it, with blood money.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
You ever hit the wall, burnout, stressed, or just feeling that everything is piling up and thought, yeah, I probably need to talk to someone? The problem is finding the therapist who actually takes your insurance feels impossible at times. That's where Rula comes in. Rula is a healthcare company that makes mental health care easy to access and actually affordable. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, so the average copay is about $15 a session, sometimes even less. With Rula, you get matched with the right therapist for you, not just whoever's available. Their network has over 15,000 licensed professionals, and you can book an appointment as soon as tomorrow. No wait list, no frustrations, just therapy that works with your schedule and your insurance. Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that actually covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/safetyfm to get started. After you sign up, you'll be asked how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know that we sent you there. That's Rula.com/safetyfm. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget. Go to Rula.com/safetyfm right now to get started. That's Rula.com/safetyfm because you deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion, available now. Wherever books and audiobooks are found.
Let's start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
In the new episode, so synthetics and every dream's a real and every war's been won. I reach for something that feels alive, but every breath is just a lie. Pull the wire, bend the stream. Nothing's real, just another dream. Fragments of the real, they fade when I touch them. I can't tell what I feel. It all resets when I trust them. Binary.
Okay, here we go. 45 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out talking about the stuff that's going on inside of this world. Yeah, this one right here, Fragments of the Real. I like this one.
Neon Saints.
So there you go. I would love to tell you that this song's readily available at X, Y, and Z, but I'd be lying.
Drips.
Because I made that one here.
Right into the soul.
So there you go.
Plugged in prophets.
Okay, so there you go. I'm not going to thank myself because that's kind of a weird comment in regards of doing that, and that's kind of just strange overall. So let's start talking real quick about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and we want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, you're going to see information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. Okay, so let's start talking about some other things going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Because that's what we do around here. I got two events coming up. Let's talk about the first one. This one's coming up at the end of the month here. Conklin Workshop. Would love to see you there in Santa Fe, New Mexico. It's happening at Hotel Santa Fe, March the 31st through April the 1st. If you come on down to Santa Fe, you'll hang out with the likes of Todd Conklin, Redon DeVoit, Ann Liren, and Brett Sutton. They'll be talking about how to look at a incident and how to handle it. How to look at it through the hop lens. We'll use some technology pieces developed by Brett Sutton and look at the hop lens using the concepts of Todd Conklin. And of course, the story will be actually the story that Redon DeVoit lived firsthand. And then Ann Liren will be there as a hosting in regards of what's going on inside of there. So that's happening Santa Fe, New Mexico, March 31st through April the 1st. All you have to do is scan the QR code that's on screen to find out more information, or you can go to safetyfm.com and click on the section that says live events. That's happening March 31st through April the 1st, or Opción Número Dos happening on July the 13th, 2026. Reality Shift happening in Orlando, Florida. Yeah, that's a Monday, just in case. We'll be talking about taking a look at the different syntheses in regards to some of the stuff that we'll be discussing. You'll have the likes of Nick Weatherly there talking about behavior-based safety. Todd Conklin will be there talking about human and organizational performance. And I will be there talking about Signal Trilogy. We'll actually take a look as well at some movie that we'll be sharing, because we'll be doing this one at a movie theater, not exactly inside of a hotel ballroom. So that changes some things up, that's for sure. This is we're calling it Reality Shift. So we'd love to see you there. And that one's occurring, like I said, July the 13th of 2026 in Orlando. All you need to do is scan the QR code that's on the screen. If you don't want to do that, you go to safetyfm.com and click on where it says live events. Once you get there, I'm going to tell you, it can change everything for you, depending on how you want to take a look at it. So there you go. So with that being said, what do you think? What do you think? Will you be coming to hang out? Totally two different events. One is more along the lines of talking about how to look at a work, how to look at an incident and an accident and how to do the investigation. And the other one will be talking about synthesis inside of different aspects that you can take a look at. I know. Kind of an interesting time, depending on how you want to take a look at the world around you. That is for sure. Okay, so with that being said, I do have my friend John Smalls waiting in the wing, wanting to talk about what the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute. But he sounds so respectable in regards to what he's talking about. So let's bring John in right now.
Courtesy of JaysCaseMedical.com. Today's quote was submitted by Brian. Nikola Tesla said, "The gift of mental power comes from God, divine being, and we concentrate our minds on that truth. We become in tune with this great power." Wow, what a cool quote. Thank you again, Brian. He sent a bunch of quotes this week. Today's quote from Tesla and one the other day from Einstein reminds me of kind of a fun story. Somebody once asked Albert Einstein, "What is it like to be the smartest man in the world?" And he replied, "I don't know. Ask Tesla." Now, I looked into this a little bit. It is documented that he said it, but some say that he was saying this in jest because apparently Tesla was being a little critical of Einstein. Either way, it's a cool quote. Even if it was in jest, what a fun way to leave a little jab towards somebody who was being a little rude towards you. Do it with a kind quote, even if it is a little tongue-in-cheek. The Motivation Minute. This has been The Motivation Minute. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
A U.S. submarine fired torpedoes at an Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean, marking the first such naval strike since World War II.
The Pentagon confirmed the sinking Wednesday as part of escalating operations against Iran. Officials plan deeper strikes inside the country soon. This follows recent U.S.-Israel air attacks that have widened the Middle East war. Liam White reporting.
Iran unleashed drone strikes on three Amazon data centers across the Middle East, exposing big risks to cloud services in hot zones.
Experts note the hits disrupted operations and drove up global worries about tech in war paths. No group claimed the drones, but they fit Iran's vow to spread pain to U.S. allies. The attacks hit sites from the Mediterranean to the Gulf of Oman. Gary Beck reporting.
President Putin welcomed Hungary's foreign minister to Moscow for urgent talks on energy supplies, rattled by the Mideast chaos.
The meeting Wednesday focused on keeping gas flowing amid oil price spikes from the Iran war. Disruptions have hit Europe hard as stocks dip for days. Putin aims to steady ties with Hungary despite wider global shakes. Benjamin Wright reporting.
The Pentagon named four U.S. service members killed in action during the Iran war, with two more deaths confirmed earlier.
The soldiers died when a drone slipped defenses and struck a command center in Kuwait. Families received notifications Tuesday night. Central Command shared details to honor their sacrifice amid ongoing strikes. Lawrence Keller reporting.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem faced tough questions in a House hearing over claims of a domestic terrorism linked to protest deaths.
Noem testified before the Judiciary Committee on two Americans killed in Minneapolis unrest. Representative Jamie Raskin pressed her on the cases involving Renee Good and Alex Preddy. The session highlighted debates on protest policing nationwide. Kyle Norris reporting.
A House oversight report slammed Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Attorney General Keith Ellison for allegedly covering up state fraud schemes.
Walz and Ellison testified Wednesday, defending their handling of investigations. They denied ignoring red flags in welfare and unemployment scams. The probe ramps up pressure on state leaders amid federal scrutiny. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick agreed to testify before Congress about his past ties to Jeffrey Epstein.
Lutnick volunteered for the House interview weeks after admitting visits to Epstein's Island. The probe eyes cabinet links to the disgraced financier. Details emerge as lawmakers dig into old connections. Jessica Oakley reporting.
Lawmakers prepare a key vote on war powers amid the widening U.S. fight with Iran.
Senators get a classified briefing first on related Texas drone scares. The measure seeks to check White House moves in the conflict. Tensions rise as strikes spread across the region. Sharon Kender reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
You're
being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Okay, Infiltration Radio Big. That's kind of the mix of things that we do. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 1956, King Kong is first televised. There you go. Also, 1960, Elvis Presley ends a two-year hitch in the U.S. Army. And let's see, in 1998, Mariah Carey divorces Tommy Mottola. In 2015, Harrison Ford crash lands his 1942 airplane in California. So there you go. That's some things that happened back on this date. Let's talk about some celebrity birthdays that are going on today. Eddie Grant turned 78. Marsha Warfield turned 72. Penn Jillette turned 71. Kevin Conley turns 52. And Eva Mendes. Yeah, she turns 52 today, just so you know. Okay, let's talk about some things that you ought to know. Here's last night winning Powerball numbers. It was 7, 14, 42, 47, 56. The Powerball was 6, and the Power Play, that was number 4. The war between the U.S. and Israel and Iran is escalating fast, and more countries are being dragged into the conversation. Mark Carney says that Canada isn't currently joining the fight, but he refused to rule it out completely, saying that his country will stand by the allies if the conflict spreads. Meanwhile, the U.S. military released a dramatic footage of the Operation Epic Fury, a massive campaign against Iran that officially says that it's the most lethal and complex aerial operation ever conducted. Under Donald Trump, U.S. forces say that the continuing strikes on missile launches and other targets inside of Iran. Just a brief reminder, I know it's only Thursday, but I want to make sure that I'm telling you this once again. Daylight saving time begins at 2 a.m. this Sunday. Just in case you forgot. Also, the U.S. Department of State has issued a level 3 travel advisory for Cyprus, urging Americans to reconsider travel as tension rises during the U.S.-Iran conflict. Officials say that advisory was raised because of changes in embassy operations, not necessarily as a new threat level, and non-essential embassy staff and their families have been cleared to leave. The warning also notes that the drone recently struck a building in British airbase on the island, adding to the concerns about the regional security. The State Department also warned that Americans would face limited embassy assistance in the Turkish administration area, making travel where they're specifically risky right now. Also, last but not least, investigators thought that they might have caught a break in the suspect kidnapping of Nancy Guntry. Black gloves were found 2 miles away that looked a lot like a promising clue. Turns out, not so much. According to Chris Nanos, the sheriff of the Pima County Sheriff's Department, DNA testing traced the gloves back to someone who works at a restaurant across the street from where they were discovered. The person has nothing to do with the case, so the gloves, totally a dead end. So there you go. Anyways, that's going to pretty much sum it up for me. At the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm for the next couple hours or so. Would love to see you come over there with me if you're interested in listening to things about the world of music and entertainment. So there you go. That's on RadioBig.fm. If you don't want to go over there and you want to continue here, you can hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. Yep. That's what will be going on over here. If I can leave you with some words of wisdom for today, I would love to leave you with this. You cannot undo the moves, but you can undo, or you can make the next step better. So there you go. And then if I can give you some words of advice, put marigolds in your wedding bouquet to keep your true love. There you go. Anyways, thank you for hanging out. I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
face. I've been uploaded, downloaded, erased. Every memory purposely replaced. They call it life, but it's just a feed. A loop delusion of want and need. Break the code, taste the spark. See the system in the dark. Fragments of the real, they fade when I touch them.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion, available now. Wherever books and audiobooks are found.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation. Where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live. Inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice, sold your rebellion as a new initiative, and smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected. Safety Mutation is book two of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author Jay Allen, PhD, because the system adapted. Now it's your move.